The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Happy New Year. It's 2015, and I'm Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. We are so excited to be back with you and have some great shows lined up. We have some exciting news that's cooking. Stay tuned for that. And of course, lots of information and inspiration all about adoption. If you remember, you can listen to our show anytime. Our podcasts are available on iTunes and Stitcher. All you need to do is just search Your Adoption Coach Radio. You can download any of our previous episodes. And we just want to thank everyone who tunes into our show each week. I think our numbers are like 700,000 listeners since we started this show. So I'm just amazed at that. And always people stop me on a pretty frequent basis and talk to me about how they're touched by adoption. We've said this before. It's a statistic that my listeners know. One in three people have some connection to adoption. So if that's you, or if you know someone who is connected to adoption in some way, or someone who's just curious about it, please do share our show with them and let them know how they can be a part of our broadcast by searching for us on iTunes and Stitcher. So this week, I love starting the year out with a new friend, a new colleague, Julie Gum, who is the author of the best-selling book, You Can Adopt Without Debt, and then her newest book that just came out on January 6th, You Can Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Adoption. That's just out this week. Now, Julie teaches debt-free strategies for adoption and workshops. She offers to adoption agencies, church ministries, and nonprofit organizations. She has a bachelor's degree in journalism from John Brown University. She's been married to her high school sweetheart, Mark, for 21 years. Congratulations. And they have four children, two biological children, 15 and 12, and two siblings, 15 and 13, who were adopted from Ethiopia in 2008. You can visit Julie on Julie Gum. It's G-U-M-M, by the way, juliegum.com. Spent a lot of time on the website this week, and she just has a lot of very interesting things, blogs, articles she's written. I love her style of writing. She just does a very good job of drawing people in. So, Julie, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, you are a woman after my own heart. I said we're two peas in a pod. So helping families with what I call the number one barrier to adoption, I think you'd agree, it's the money.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's the elephant in the room, and I'm so glad that there's yet another person out there who's helping so many families. So this is the first time that you've been on the show, and I really want our listeners to get to know you because you have a great story. And one of the things that I talk a lot about is you are probably one of the first entrepreneurs, really. There's been a big influx of what I would call, and I put myself in this category, social entrepreneurs who are in the world of adoption and having gone through that particular experience, that personal experience of adoption, that you come out of it as a different person. You come out of it inspired to build something, to create something, to make it better.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that's sort of the same spark that you got. But I'd love to hear more about your story.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we, like you said, we adopted two kids in 2008, and honestly, that whole process sort of took us by surprise, but sort of didn't. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I worked for an adoption attorney in high school, so adoption's kind of been around my life for a long time, but kind of just became a big thing for us in 2008 and adopted two kids. So we have a house full of teenagers now. Kind of crazy.
You're braver than I am, that's for sure.
Yeah, we sandwiched them in. We had our biological children. We have a bio son, Noah, and daughter, Natalie, and they were 8 and 5 at the time that we started adoption. And, you know, I was kind of done. Natalie was going to go to kindergarten, and I was kind of done with the baby thing and didn't really want to go back to diaper stage. And so we really had a heart to adopt older kids and specifically a sibling group. You know, we thought if we're adopting one, why not two? You know, they're oftentimes harder to find families for and stuff. And so God just led us to Beza and Windemagen, who now goes by the name Luke, and they were 8 and 6. So we end up with, you know, 8, 8, 6, and 5, which now it's 15.
Gosh.
Now it's 15, 15, and technically my 13-year-old is turning 14 on Saturday, so it's going to be 15, 15, 14, and 12.
So, oh my gosh.
It's kind of nuts, but it's fun. It's a blast. So
I bet it is a blast. So I'm curious because I think a lot of people, you know, there are these thoughts around in terms of adoption professionals that, you know, be careful about adopting in birth order.
Mm-hmm.
And also I would say, do you find that they... Do they gang up on each other? I mean, you've got two siblings. Does that happen?
You know, they really don't, and it's been kind of interesting. I mean, we originally intended for our biological son to remain the oldest child. You know, we kind of thought, well, we'll put him in between, you know, kind of a thing. And, you know, technically, if one had been 4, that would have been okay, I guess. But, and then it wasn't until we said, yes, you know, Windemagen and Beza, those are the kids, you know, that are meant to be in our family, that we found out that Windemagen was 4 months older than Noah. And so we're like, well, God's got a plan, so we're just going to go with it. So, you know, talked through a lot of that with our social worker, and she kind of talked through some of the potential issues, but it's really actually been great. And it's funny, Beza will jump to the defense of Luke more than anybody gangs up on anybody. I think she kind of feels an allegiance there. So if Luke's getting in trouble for something, Beza's always quick to jump in and defend him.
And so, they are siblings. Beza, I'm glad you said that. Beza is a girl.
Beza is a girl, yes. It's
okay.
Her name means redemption in Amharic, which is the Ethiopian language too. So yep.
Golly. So you've got this very, I would call it a rumbling household.
Yes, definitely never quiet. And we have a dog in there
I'm
too.
Sure.
So.
I'm sure. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, before we get to the book, you shared in one of your blogs about this big move that you had this year. You went from, before the show started, you went from Phoenix to Arkansas.
Yes.
So what was the, and it's a great story, by the way. I would encourage anyone to get on your website at juliegumm.com. That's GUMM.com. And just take a look at some of the blogs and some of the writings that you have. So what possessed you or not, or what, you know, I shared, I'm from a small town myself. So, okay, I'm going to support the small town folks here. But to go from Phoenix to Arkansas is kind of a bit of a culture shift. So tell us a little bit about that.
My husband and I were born and raised in Phoenix, and both of us came to college at John Brown University in Northwest Arkansas. It's in a little town called Siloam Springs with a population now of about 15,000. It was about half that when we went to school here.
Wow.
And always loved it here. And then we spent some time in Texas. My husband was in the military and stuff. But we moved back to Phoenix when Noah was about 9 months old because we really felt strongly about raising our kids around their grandparents, and both of our parents lived in Phoenix. And so we've been in Phoenix for, you know, 14 years. And it's, you know, quite honestly, I am not a desert girl. Like, I want the hills, the trees, the green grass, all of that sort of thing. So Phoenix has never been like where I necessarily would have chosen to live just based on, you know, the environment. But, you know, we did it for a specific reason. But I think the older I get, the crankier I get about the summer heat. And then we have family in Arkansas and some that moved up to Northwest Arkansas, my brother-in-law and his wife, and they're my five nieces and nephews. They've been living in Little Rock, but they moved up to Northwest Arkansas a couple years ago, and we just kind of started talking about it more and more. And raising our kids in a small town, there's a certain kind of appeal to that. And so an opportunity presented itself a few months ago for me to get a job at our alma mater, which has a very, very nice perk of free college tuition.
Wow.
So not only was it like kind of a job that I love, I get to write and do social media for a living for, a university that I think is amazing. But, you know, I've got kids approaching college very quickly and they'll be able to attend a great Christian college for free. So,
And probably couldn't get there fast enough.
Exactly.
Free tuition. And the thing is for you, you guys are going to have this all happen at once. It's not like you're going to have a gradual, well, one goes to college and then a couple years later, another one goes to college.
There will be a point where all four of them are in college. So that's pretty scary.
All four of them are going to be in college at the same time. Well, I heard what you had to say about the desert, and I echo that, although I will tell you that you will begin to, today we're doing the show, and it's 7 degrees outside in Missouri, so.
Yeah, it's about 19 here, so.
Right, so. The next time we talk, I'm going to ask you about how the weather is doing for you. You can tell me about that. So you had this wonderful move. We're going to take a break here in a few minutes, but I just was curious about how the kids did. How did they do with a move like that, especially Besa and Luke? How did they do with moving to a completely different, culture and climate?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, Natalie is my youngest, and she's my social butterfly. She, I think, handled it the best. Luke is the oldest, and we call him Luke now instead of Windemagen, and he got really involved in athletics over the summer. He started, playing with the football team, and so he kind of snuck right in there. And so Noah and Beza probably had the hardest change, and Beza's 13. That's a tough time to be a girl. I remember that. Our family moved out of state when I was 12, and I remember that. But they really have adjusted quite well, and everybody at the schools has been amazing. And so I've been super pleased about the transition, and they've been great about it. So
that is wonderful. It's wonderful. And you still continue to write. So you can still continue to write and speak, and we're going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to talk after our break. We're going to talk about your book, because this is the second, and we're also going to talk about just, your journey as a speaker, inspirational, educational speaker, and all the different things that you've done. And, again, just kudos about just taking this message of financing your adoption. I know that I've been doing this for probably 5 or 6 years. So, yay for us.
Yay,
we're dealing with the elephant in the room, and I'm sure as you, the goal here is really to, I believe that if you can solve that problem, more people will choose to build their families through adoption.
Yes.
And I know that indeed is your philosophy as well. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to stay with us for more from Julie Gum, who is author and speaker. Her website at juliegumm.com. We're going to talk more about her newest book, You Can Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Adoption. Before we go, a call out to our sponsors, European Adoption Consultants, EACI, a wonderful adoption agency located in Ohio, but can handle your international adoption. They have a wonderful group of families and staff who can help you with any questions that you might have about international adoption. And America's Christian Credit Union, providing loans and grants to Christian families who are interested in adoption. Contact them because they have a way to say yes to you. I'm Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Happy New Year. 2015 is upon us. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. I'm Kelly Ellison. And on our show each week, we make available to you the links and resources mentioned on this show that you can be found on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. At adoptionfinancecoach.com, you'll learn from our coaches great fundraising ideas, step-by-step plans to help you complete your dream of adoption. Now, our services are provided through our adoption agency affiliates, and those are EACI, New Beginnings, Beacon House Adoptions, A Step Ahead, Adoption Beyond, A Baby Step, WACAP Adoption Services, and Spence Chapin Adoption. And soon to be joining us will be Steffes and Associates. The list is going to get hopefully so long that I won't be able to list it on my show anymore. And you can always go to Your Adoption Finance Coach to check out our innovative adoption agencies that are providing tools and resources to you to help you bridge that financial gap. So we're back with my new friend, Julie Gum, who is a speaker and author. Her first book, so we were just talking about this a little bit on the break. So your first book was Adopt Without Debt.
Yeah.
And everybody knows, Julie, you got on the Dave Ramsey show. I'm jealous as I can be. Okay. I want you to do a personal introduction for me with Mr. Ramsey, if you would. Got on the Dave Ramsey show. Yeah. First of all, how did you do that?
Well, you know, I spoke at a conference at the Christian Alliance for Orphans conference right after that first self-published book came out in May 2011. And one of my friends is in the audience, and during the Q&A, he kind of jokingly said, hey, when are you going to be on the Dave Ramsey show? Because I talk about Dave a lot. He's a big part of our financial freedom journey, which kind of is a really big part of our adoption journey, I think, you know, put us in that mindset and stuff. And so, you know, I talk about him a lot. I usually give away a copy of his book during my workshops and stuff. So one of my friends said, hey, when are you going to be on the Dave Ramsey show? And I laughed and I said, you guys should all call and tell him, you know, he needs to have me on. And afterwards, one of the other people said, were you serious about being on the Dave Ramsey show? And I was like, well, yeah. So
sure.
He was good friends with somebody who worked there. And so he passed on the idea to him. And that guy passed on the story to Dave's producer, Blake. And, you know, he said, Dave usually doesn't have people on the show that he doesn't know personally. Like, you know, he has Zig Ziglar and Max Lucado and John Maxwell and all these big name people on there that he has personal relationships with. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, so I just replied back and I was like, you know what? I appreciate your efforts and it would be a huge honor for Dave to just know that he was a big part of our journey. You know, that was kind of it.
Yeah.
So, So then, I don't know if it was later that day or whatever, I was looking at my email, and I see an email from Blake Thompson, and I recognize the name. And the subject just says, The Dave Ramsey Show. And I screamed, and my husband came running from the other room. So, and it was an invitation to come on the show. So we did. He did about a 9-minute interview with me over the phone that summer, and they have been so incredibly supportive. He continues to mention the book every time somebody calls in about adoption. In fact, he did it last week. He's endorsed the book. He's got a quote splashed across the front cover of the new one. And then he even, his latest book that he co-wrote with his daughter, Smart Money, Smart Kids, he even mentions my book in there in a couple paragraphs where he talks about adoption. So I owe a huge debt of gratitude for him for many reasons. But
goes to show you 9 minutes. Okay, so let's get very clear about this.
Nine minutes
on my show, Julie, will probably not reap those kinds of benefits. But 9 minutes on the Dave Ramsey show. That can change your life. So it really did. It changed your book. It was a best-selling book.
Yeah, it did. And it really put me in the perspective. I mean, it did. It took off, got me places I never would have been able to get without by myself. And I self-published the first book because I really thought it's such a niche audience. I mean, adoption is niche. But then when you talk about all I'm talking about is how to pay for it and our story, I just thought, you know, no traditional publisher is going to be interested, you know. And it's so amazing. I mean, basically anybody can publish a book these days, you know, self-publishing, which is good and bad.
Right, yes.
But so,
it's the good news and the bad news,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I, because of our adoption and my husband and I were working for a nonprofit orphan care organization, I had a ton of connections. And so I really thought I can do a pretty good job of marketing this. It's kind of my background is communications. And so that's the way I pursued it. And so, oh gosh, I don't even remember the exact timeline, but about a year after it had been out and it had taken off, God orchestrated circumstances. I met a gal and several months later, she went to work for a literary agent. And there are writers that spend years trying to find an agent.
Yes, yes.
She posted in a Facebook group and we're looking for finished or almost finished manuscripts. And so I thought, I'll take a shot, you know. Sent her the thing, explained, you know, it was already self-published, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, agent signed me up, walked me through the process of, okay, you know, it's great, but here's some things you're going to need to do before a publisher will even look at it, which number one was making it longer. So I basically doubled it in length, and then she got a publisher interested, and then we even changed it more from there. So, which goes into some of the differences between the book. Do you want me to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah. So okay. Before you do that, though, talk a little bit about, Adopt Without Debt was published when?
May 2011.
Okay, so 2011.
So it's been 4 years almost, yeah.
Right. So then you get this literary agent and you get this this publisher, and so now you start working on the second book, and the topic or the title of that book is You Can Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Your Adoption. So the book, though, is available on Amazon.com, you said, BarnesandNoble.com. So it's available on all the major retailers. And are both books available on all major retailers?
One is out of print, so it's no longer available. But basically everything from that book is in here, all the good stuff. I mean, our story got trimmed down a little bit, but all the good stuff is still in here, and then there's like three times as much good stuff. It's out of print. If you want to buy a used copy on Amazon for about $50, you could. But you can get the new one for like $15. So.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't necessarily need, they're not companion guides.
No.
You don't necessarily
no.
need the first one and the second one.
Nope.
If you didn't get the first one, you can go ahead and get the second one and get the basic information that was in the first one. That's good to know. Because I think a lot of people think, oh gosh, I didn't read the first one. So therefore.
No. Don't worry about the first one anymore.
Okay. So 2.5 years in the making, this new book. And so what was the difference for you in terms of your experience of doing it on your own for Adopt Without Debt and then doing it with a literary agent or with a publisher? I bet there was just a very night and day difference.
Night and day difference, mainly in the amount of time it takes. I wrote the first one in about a month. wrote and edited and probably, you know, and I was printing it in small runs so I could continue to make small changes and that sort of stuff. So a month. But the second process of writing a formal book proposal and then tweaking and taking it to the publisher and finding a publisher who's interested, but they want these changes, and then rewriting the proposal and new sample chapters, and then they had me actually write a lot more content, because really what it has turned into is an all-in-one guide. So basically somebody who's just thinking, you know, I've thought about adoption, I have no idea what that entails or anything, they can pick up this book and they can walk through, you know, what are the different kinds of adoption. We talk about, you know, adoption out of foster care system is virtually free or very inexpensive. So it's a great way to adopt without taking on any debt. You know, private newborn adoption, international adoption, we talk about pros and cons, what to expect from the different processes, cost approximations, and all that sort of stuff that can really help people decide what kind of adoption is right for them. And then we get into the really practical, okay, how are you going to pay for it now, and how are you going to do it without debt?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the book you talk, and I looked at the table of contents, and you do publish a table of contents on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very helpful, because I think people really want to know, and I think that you have found this, is you begin the adoption process. So, okay, you have a heart for adoption in however that looks for you, whatever okay. path you've gotten to that leads you onto that road.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin the path of adoption, and it's so complex, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like, where do I start, and what do I even do? And the internet is used a lot for that. But what I loved was when I saw your table of contents, there's just this really great laundry list, and it just talks about each of the individual steps. I thought it was very comprehensive. Now, I did notice, and of course, my adoption finance coach, I would just land right on this page, on this one. What is the debt-free approach? Tell me about that.
It's really just a commitment. I know a lot of people are just so opposed to going into debt to do an adoption, whether that's because they're already debt-free or they just are scared of that big amount of debt looming over them for the adoption or whatever. So really it just talks about, you know, there is a growing number of people who are like, you know what, we're going to do it and we're going to find a way to pay for it without taking out loans. And so that's okay. just the approach. And that was how my husband and I approached it from basically the beginning. Not how we had lived our life. We had just finished paying off our house before we started the adoption process. And so we just said, you know, we haven't taken on debt in 8 years. Why would we change now?
Right.
So we're going to do this debt free no matter what it takes, you know, and if it takes selling a car, we're going to sell a car. You know, I mean, we kind of had this all or nothing, you know, thing. Now, granted, I always tell people, like, if it came down to it and it was time for you to get on the plane or
right,
go to the
right.
hospital to pick up your newborn or
yeah.
whatever, and you were, would I tell you to walk away if you were short a couple thousand dollars? No, you know, I'm not going
right.
to tell you that.
Right.
But I, you know, I so want it to be like the last resort. I want people to see all the other possibilities before they have to go in taking on adoption debt, because bringing a new child into your family and all of that sort of stuff and dealing with adoption and, you know, international travel, if you do that, it's a complicated and very stressful thing. Why add to that by having debt stress on top of it if you don't have to? So.
Well, I agree with you. I think that is true. I also agree with, you know, what I find many times is when by the time a family gets to us, they've already made a decision for an agency. And so therefore we work with our agencies and work with their clients. So it's a little bit of a different, we come in at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
What's really hard, I think you would agree, is that the heart, marrying the heart with
mm-hmm.
the intellectual understanding.
Yeah.
it's just like the big, it's like really $45,000, you know, I mean,
yeah.
there are international adoptions that are upwards of that. So
oh, yeah.
It's so hard to reconcile the heart with the mind
mm-hmm.
when you're doing that. And we all know about the adoption tax credit. We all know about, you know, various different things. But for the most part, I think in general, I agree with you. And it would be nice to know that there are options. And I think that there are options. I'm going to take a little break, but one of the things I want to talk with you about, Julie, when we get back, and that is, how do you see families approaching this? So if they're going to pay for their adoption and they're not going to go into debt, what are some things, some tips that you would give them? And then I really want to know what your opinion is about the whole world of crowdfunding and, you know, on the internet.
Yeah.
Gosh, okay. we just have so many people, and oftentimes I have people come out and talk about that. So I'd love to get your opinion about that. So we're going to take a short break. I'm with Julie Gum, who is author and speaker of Adopt Without Debt, and then her newest book, You Can Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Your Adoption, available through Amazon.com. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm excited to share with you that soon we'll be partnering with Adoption.net to broadcast our show. I am so excited about this. You can watch for a major announcement in January when we'll start our first broadcast. Adoption.net is the website, the resource for everything you need to know about adoption. Whether you're just starting the process or maybe you're wondering if adoption is for you, you can check out their information on Adoption.net. They have tons of resources and information for you, and soon you'll be able to click on our show and listen to our latest broadcast and any of our archive show. So I'm so excited to partner with them. Please stay tuned for more information about that. So we are back with Julie Gum, author and speaker of the newest edition, You Can Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Your Adoption. And before the break, we were talking a little bit with Julie about adopt debt-free approach, you know, that a lot of families really want to go into adoption without incurring debt. So let me just ask, what are some of the changes that how are you seeing some families really approaching this? I mean, this is a big number.
It is a big number. $35,000.
This is a big number. How are they doing that?
Yeah, well, it's been amazing to me even in the last 6 years since my kids have been home how this area has exploded. You know, when we first adopted, there was just a few things. But it's encouraging to me, first of all, just to see adoptive families be really open and upfront about the cost of adoption. I think there's a general lack of knowledge from the public about how expensive adoption is and why it's expensive, you know, that there really are a lot of, there's lawyer fees or agency fees or international stuff, you know, there's a lot of pieces to that puzzle that have to get paid. You know, you're not writing a check for $40,000 in one fell swoop. You're paying for tons of stuff over time that adds up. So I'm encouraged by that, to just see families be open, and then to just see families be super creative about how they're doing it. And, you know, for a lot of families, it's sacrificing, selling cars, cash. I mean, some of them even cashed in 401ks, doing stuff. But opening it up and involving their community and their friends or their church and that sort of stuff. And I think that's really exciting for me to see. And I think it's only getting better to that extent. So
right, I agree with you. Now, I will tell you, we shared this on the break, and I have to, full disclosure here, I have my own gift registry service. So I am absolutely for online fundraising and telling story and drawing community in, because as most of my listeners know, 25 years in the nonprofit sector. So I raise money for a living before I did this. So that's very easy for me. Where are you on that, Julie, in terms of, because don't you see some of there are some articles, there have been some people that have been very critical.
There have
of,
been.
Of yeah. online fundraising for adoption. I'm kind of like, I'm not sure I get that, but I just would like to know your opinion.
Well, and honestly, I think there's been a whole lot of online growth in online fundraising for people in general. You know, I had a family who experienced a death in their family recently, and so, you know, somebody started a GoFundMe site to replace the vehicle that got totaled and funeral expenses and that sort of stuff. So it's not happening just for adoption. It's happening for other things. And I just think there are people who want to be involved in your story, who think it's great that you're going to adopt, and maybe they've always loved adoption. Maybe they're adopted. They know somebody who's adopted, but they're not going to adopt. But if they can help you cover the cost of your adoption, that's something that they want to get behind. And so I think it's important to provide people an avenue to do that. How much you do that is up to each family. And I tell the families, you really have to examine and determine what you're comfortable with. You know, I've talked to families who are just like, flat out, absolutely, we will not ask for money. And I'm like, that's great. Then you have to work harder at all the other stuff. You know, you have to do more garage sales. You might have to take a second job. You might have to sell a car. You might have to do all of these other things because you don't want to do that. And that's okay. That's fine. The other thing that I always tell people when they're talking about crowdfunding or just, you know, cash donations from friends and family is I tell people, go into it with absolutely no expectations whatsoever. You know, you can make the avenue available to friends and family. You can let them know. But if you're sitting there thinking, oh, my aunt so-and-so has tons of money, I bet you she will give to my adoption. And when she doesn't, and you're disappointed, and it sours that relationship, that's not worth it to me.
Right.
And so I just tell people, go into it with no expectations. And when people give, that's a huge blessing. And if they don't, that's okay. You know, it's up to everybody to decide how they're going to spend their resources and even their giving dollars. They may be giving to something else that is their passion, and that's their prerogative.
Right.
As far as, you know, I have heard people say, like, oh, people are unfriending me on Facebook because, you know, I'm talking about my adoption fundraising. My answer to that is they probably weren't that good of a friend to begin with, you know? Like, you know, if they're really upset, like if they just unfriended you because it's annoying, yeah, whatever. But if they really get upset with you and that causes a rift in your friendship, like how good of a friend were they really to begin with? I mean, that's just me being brutally honest, but that's kind of my thought on the
process. And I will echo that by saying that, you know, it's human nature for us to not want to ask.
Oh, yeah.
We really don't want to ask.
It's uncomfortable.
It's just not normal for us to want to ask our friends or our family for money. And what we talk about is that I have said this from the very beginning, it's never been about asking for money.
Yeah.
It's always been about, and to your point, telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
There's this huge community of people that while you may be uncomfortable with asking, if you put yourself into that person's shoes, and when you want to help someone, when you want to be a part of a community, when you want to learn and share in that journey, you'll do most anything.
Right.
And when the time is right for you to feel drawn to giving to that family and whatever, it could be Super Saver tickets. You know what I'm saying? It could be miles. It could be whatever it is.
It could be time helping with a different fundraiser you're doing, you know, spaghetti dinners. something. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we are, as human beings, I think that we are drawn to helping others. Mm-hmm. We want to be a part of that story. When we put up the barrier that says, ooh, I don't want to ask for money, I think there's a lot of, we have a lot of cultural norms about money, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it robs joy from the other people who want to give, really.
Yes. I mean, yes, it really does. And I'm sure that you and I could share thousands of stories about ways the different kinds of ways that people have found to give. I love what you said about no expectations, though, because I think that that is also very important. You are responsible for your adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not a nonprofit agency,
right?
So, you're not gonna have, you know, your mom and dad give you $100, and that's gonna be tax deductible. Now, there are ways to do that, but mm-hmm. but the point is that you are responsible for your adoption.
Yeah,
and I think that that's what most people really want to really understand. So, another part of what you do, Julie, is really about traveling and speaking on adoption. And so, you also have workshops. So, not only in the book you talk about the debt-free approach, but you also have some various different workshops. Can you talk about that and when they're available and where they're held? Yeah.
Yeah, I do a 2.5-hour Adopt Without Debt workshop. Usually a church will bring me in or an adoption agency, that sort of thing. And we really focus on there's technically four areas, but three areas. Budgeting your own money and trimming expenses so that you can put more in adoption savings, because I fully believe, you know, we're the first, like you said, we're responsible. We have to make the sacrifices and make the plan. Two, we talk about grants, explaining the different kinds of grants, some tips on how to apply. There's so many out there. I honestly wish I had applied for more. I've learned a lot through this process. I wish I knew in the beginning. we talk about grants, and then we talk about just the creative fundraising ideas. And that's a big part of the book. There are dozens and dozens of real life, actual examples of families, what they've done, how they've done it, how much money they raised, and that sort of stuff. That's the part that's the most fun. I think people get really excited about that. It often spawns new ideas to people. You know, they'll read my book and they'll be like, oh, that reminded me of something that I saw somebody do, or I had an idea, and, you know, they'll take it from there, and then they email me and then I blog about them. So then we do talk about the adoption tax credit a little bit, which is great, but I always tell people that doesn't really help you out in the front end, you know.
No, it doesn't. Yes.
You know, it might help replenish savings that you've drained or something like that, but it you know, or fund the next adoption if you know you're going to do another one. But it doesn't help you out on the front end. So I do that. Okay. I've got one coming up in Jacksonville, Florida on the 20th of this month at the Church of 1122. So people can get the details on my website if they're in that area. And it's free to attend because they're covering the cost. But I would love, one of my absolute favorite things to do is talk to adoptive families and do this. So I'm open to have agencies come bring me in wherever, and do that. And then I usually I'm at the two big Christian adoption conferences every year, the Christian Alliance for Orphans in May in Nashville. And I'm not sure if Together for Adoption is another one in October. And usually I'm at those speaking. I'm not sure about the schedule for this year yet, but,
Do you work with families one-on-one or is it just through your workshops?
A workshop, and honestly, you know, if somebody emails me with questions, I'll do my best to help them. I don't have a specific coaching business up or anything like that, because I work full-time besides this, so but I'm always love hearing from families, and I'm happy to kind of answer questions and point them to resources and stuff too.
So are your workshops, you mentioned that you work a lot with churches, but they're non-sectarian, right? So the workshops are not necessarily Christian based, or are they?
Not necessarily. Obviously, our faith was kind of part of our journey, and I do share a little bit about our story, but the ideas apply to anybody and everybody. So,
they absolutely do
for adoption agencies. And quite honestly, I've talked to a couple people who are just like, yeah, I just want to, we have a lot of adoptive families in our areas. You know, can we organize one? I'm like, yep, you find, you know, the venue.
All right.
You can, you know, charge an admission fee to cover the cost of getting me there or whatever. So
That's great. Love this. And so happy that you're on the show and sharing this exceptional resource with our listeners, Julie. And again, I'm with Julie Gum, who is author and speaker. Her first book, Adopt Without Debt. And now the second book has come out, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the major retailers. You can adopt without debt, creative ways to cover the cost of your adoption. You can talk to Julie or send her an email through juliegumm.com. That's gum, G-U-M-M.com, if you're interested in sending her a question or asking her information about her book or any of her workshops that are coming up. So we are going to take a short break. We want to say thanks to America's Christian Credit Union, our sponsor and adoption-friendly workplace. America's Christian Credit Union is number 3 on the financial institutions list, providing grants and loans to adoptive families. If you're interested in learning more about how to become a member of the credit union, apply for a grant or a loan, you can go to their website at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back with our final segment with Julie Gumm. So glad that you were able to join us on the show, Julie. I love hearing about your book. I just feel like we are kismet. Love that, and so glad that we have yet another resource to give to our families and make that available for them. So, and I know you said on your website that you love stories, you love telling them, you love writing them. So I just had to ask today about a story of a family that maybe has inspired you recently through adoption. Can you share?
Yeah, it's hard to pick one because I love them all. But if you look at the image of my book cover, there's some feet on there. There's a man and woman's feet, a little and sign, and an empty chair. And those are some friends of mine, Bryson and Mandy. And they now have a little girl that sits in that chair. Her name is Lydia, and she was adopted from China. And she's been home almost a year. And it's just been so – they're one of the best examples I can think of somebody pursuing a child, even, you know, in the adoption process, but afterwards, you know, watching this little girl come home and, you know, having spent the first part of her life in an orphanage, and she's got some limb differences and some things that she just has overcome, but watching Bryson and Mandy just kind of step back from all of their life for quite a while of time and just really cocoon, you know, they talk about that cocooning process when you bring home a child and, you know, just cut back on all your engagements and going anywhere and all of that sort of stuff. And And they have taken that to such a level, just in the pursuit of healing, you know, emotional healing and stuff for their daughter. And I'm, you know, she's a ball of energy and fun, and she's adorable. And, you know, so they post all these cute pictures and videos and just watching them sacrifice. You know, we talk about the sacrifice during the process. And I think that's just good preparation because you're going to have to make more of it when those kids, you know, come home.
Right.
And just watching them pursue her with everything they have to healing and to her trusting them and realizing that she's a part of their forever family. It's just been a really, really beautiful experience. And so I'm hoping to get a copy of, they just had a new little family picture done kind of in that same setting, but now their daughter's in that chair. And so I'm going to talk to them and hopefully I can share that picture on my blog with my readers so they can see who sits in that chair now. And then they took a picture with another empty chair next to her. So they're going to start the process of
they're
going to
do it again.
They are.
The word that I have for you that I apply to all adoptive families, no matter where you are, domestic, international, whatever it is, foster care, whatever it is that you're doing, how you're pursuing adoption, is fortitude. Fortitude. It is just the fortitude of these families.
Yeah.
Just holding the space for that child.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It overwhelms me, as you can probably imagine. So thank you so much for sharing that. And so one more thing about a minute, you can maybe answer this. You're very passionate about orphan care. It made me think about that. And tell me a little bit about your work in that world.
Yeah, my husband and I, he works in orphan care, and our two big passions are, one, just eliminating poverty adoption in developing countries. You know, there's so many families that, you know, feel like they have no choice. You know, they can't feed all their kids, so what do you do? And so we support some great organizations that are dealing with, like, job creation and that sort of stuff to really empower those families to be able to keep their kids. And the second one that we're really passionate about is watching the adoption and foster care movement internationally. My husband does a lot of work in Ethiopia, and it's counterculture to them to take in a stranger's child or an orphan. And so just really seeing organizations and churches kind of change that and see that movement grow so that those kids can grow up and stay in their native country. And so those are kind of our two big passions that we continue to work in.
Oh, that's great. There's so many like you that are really working hard toward international adoption and looking at that picture in a very different way and turning the box on its ear. I would do a call out to Craig Junton and With Both Ends Burning, who's just been doing a great job with that.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many others, National Council, Joint Council, many, many others who are doing that. So, Julie, I hope I can call you a friend.
I loved
having you on the show. Thank you so, so much for sharing your story and sharing your book with us. And if you would like to get a copy of Julie's book, you can find that on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or any of the major retailers. And you can reach out to Julie at juliegumm.com. That's juliegumm, GUMM.com. So before we go, we want to do a call out for our sponsors, EACI, European Adoption Consultants, and America's Christian Credit Union. Without them, this show could not be possible. And so today we want to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. Did you know that you can accept a gift up to $13,000, it's actually $14,000 now, from an individual for your adoption without paying taxes? Speaking of money, this is because the donor has already paid taxes on the amount before you receive it. The donor cannot claim this as a deductible donation. Gifts to your spouse are also eligible. So we recommend that you consult your tax professional to obtain the latest IRS regulations, as this amount can change, and it does change. But it would be worth exploring this for those of you who are receiving money from your family and friends. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. You can visit them at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. Thanks again, Julie, for being with us on the show. What a
Thank
great
you.
Show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story you'd like to share, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or visit my webpage at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week, same place, same time. In the meantime, Happy New Year. Have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.